You are listening to the ICW Safety Sound Off audio series with your host, Andy Crossland.
Thank you for listening to today's Safety Sound Off audio series. I'm Andy Crossland, technical specialist with the ICW Group Insurance Companies. Ladders are used in many workplaces. People are doing all kinds of jobs and tasks with them. Our guest today discussing ladder safety is John Wunder, technical specialist, ICW Group, who specializes in tribology. Tribology focuses on fall prevention. John, thank you for joining the Safety Sound Off.
Thanks for having me.
John, ladders are used in many workplaces. Give me some examples of where they are being used. What are some of the hazards, and what do we do to prevent people from falling off of them?
Well, ladders are most commonly found in construction. However, we do have them in manufacturing facilities, warehouses, retail, you name it. Wherever you have to access something at a height, you're most likely going to have a ladder. What we find most commonly is ladders are misused and employees are not necessarily properly trained.
So tell me about training. Does that mean verbal training, written training? Do you give them a test? How do you train somebody on the safe use of ladders?
Well, you can certainly give them some verbal instructions in a classroom environment, but it's best to get them out in their work environment, whatever that might be. Get the ladders that they're going to be using and show them how to select the appropriate ladder for the job, how to set it up, and then most importantly, how to use it in a safe manner.
What do you look for with a safe ladder?
Well, you're going to look to make sure there's no defects, and you're going to make sure that the ladder is tall enough for the area in which you need to reach. We all know that you don't want to step on the top rung or the top cap of an extension ladder. I take that back, a step ladder, or the top three rungs on an extension ladder.
What are some of the most dangerous ladders that are out there today in the workplaces?
Some of the most dangerous ladders are going to be a defective ladder.
And when you say defective ladder, is it not appropriately rated? Is there something wrong with the feet? Or
it's usually something wrong with the feet or the steps or the rungs.
When do you throw away a ladder?
When you find a defect that cannot be fixed to the manufacturer's specifications.
Now, regarding training of employees, how often do you do that and when should you do it?
Well, you should definitely train all employees before their initial use of the ladders. And then it just really depends on how often they're using ladders. But a good practice would be at least every 6 months.
So I guess you'd show them the ladder, how to use it, set it up. And then after you do that, what should you do?
Well, you should document that, and then you should, observe your employees in the work environment and making sure that they're using the ladders in accordance to the training they received.
What resources are currently available for our policyholders to help employees with ladder safety?
Well, on the ICW Group website, under the My Resource section, you have the Risk Management Safety Advisor, RMRX. And in there, you're going to find anything from policies and procedures to toolbox talks to safety videos and even some pre-recorded webinars.
John, it sounds like ladders are always going to be a big part of our workplace and workplace injuries. What are the three things you want our listeners to remember today?
Just to select the right ladder for the job, set it up properly, inspect it, and then most of all, make sure that your employees are properly trained.
John, thanks again for joining today's Safety Sound Off audio series.
Thank you, Andy.
Join us next time on our next Safety Sound Off audio series as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other create a culture of safety.